Things since we were running out of time here. Just a couple words, actually. Mayday, G8, NATO, Earth Summit. We are getting ready for these big convergences. And that's
February 27th, 28th, 29th. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There's actions going on. Crazy. But because it's out of the public eye, quote, quote, doesn't mean it's gone. It's out of the media's face, the mainstream media's face, but it is there, and we're right underneath your noses.
And certainly occupying WBAI. Thanks to our engineer, Michael G. Haskins, and to our technical producer, Reggie Johnson.
From the police, run a tape for the underclass. Get the face, name, and number on the badge. They flash, we flash back when they act disorderly. React accordingly and capture order we see. Nightstick, zip ties, and tasers. Think your license for tight, vicious behavior. Make a tight miss with the video trends. Or the pig like this, he dripping, you make him blame us. Explain to a judge the bounds you overstepping. 2011, time to change our method.
V. Dolan, film The Police. You are tuned to, of course, listener-supported commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. If you like the program that you just heard, or more importantly, if you appreciate the fact that the program exists, that this space exists for a program like that, we would hope that you would call our pledge line here, as we're in a fundraising drive, 212-209-2950. If you can't do that, visit us online at give2wbai.org, and there's all kinds of thank you gifts and so on that you can get for your pledge at that website, give2wbai.org. It's 7 p.m. in New York. Usually at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, you'd be tuning in to Off the Hook, news and information from the Hacker Underground with Emmanuel Goldstein. They're off this week. We'll be back on the air next week. So that is Off the Hook with Emmanuel Goldstein, news from the Hacker Underground. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the Personal Computer Show with Joe King and Hank Heat. They will be on live. So that's the Personal Computer Show with Joe King and Hank Key. They will be on live at 8 p.m. Please stay tuned. Be on the news at 6. YouTube views legit. The cops watch it, so we gotta have the cop watch it. Been a clear law so long, so now it's not awkward. But what is law when it's wrong?
I kept all my records, always got a copy of everything. And some of the doctors that I that are out there actually said I was misdiagnosed. They will not count for, they would not give credit to the doc, to the diet. No, he didn't want to hear it. He would ask me on the diet, you know, after 3 months passed, and then, you know, I was noticeably not dying after 3 months, and then 6 months, I didn't die, and I was actually looking better. He would ask me, so what are you doing now? And I would start to tell him, and he'd cut me off and didn't want to hear it.
But other doctors are overcoming their skepticism and are starting to get the message.
My own medical doctor that diagnosed me, he ended up writing the foreword in my book, Living Foods Lifestyle. He sends his patients to my center today, still. I've had many doctors come and take my course after they've had dying patients come to my center that they were convinced would never live, and then they've become intrigued. They usually arrive with their arms folded and, you know, that scowl they're looking like, I don't believe any of it, you've got to convince me. And I tell them on day one, I'm not here to try to convince you of anything. I'm going to show you what it is, and you have your own choice. You can believe it or not believe it. I'm not here to try to convince you to think the way that I think. But I ask them, how much nutritional training have you had? And when they really think about it, some of them will say an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours at the most of their entire medical career.
An hour, maybe 2 hours of their entire medical career. We're going to continue with the theme of the last hour. This is Tony Bates, Interim Director here at WBAI. We're going to continue to look at the phenomena of cancer this hour, how it's affecting our country, how it's affecting our wallets, how it's affecting our health. Indeed, it is rampant across the country. It is there's so many forms of it, and Americans are spending so much money on it. As you must know by now, certainly if you're listening to WBAI, you have heard that a majority of the bankruptcies in this country at this point are caused by medical expenditures, people going into the hospital, going into medical treatment, or whatever the case may be, and just being unable to pay. Insurance has become so expensive, hospital stays have become so expensive, that Americans have been put upon by this system. At this point, we're going to look at a DVD that argues that there are other options than just the medical solutions, and that the solutions offered by medicine are often very limited. It asks the question, is there something else that we can do? Is there something natural that we can do? And indeed, many, many people have shown, as you heard in the last hour, that there are other options. We ask, why aren't they offered to us? Why aren't these presented by doctors? And as you heard in that first clip, one of the reasons is that doctors have very little training in nutrition. Often they are just taught to look at the problem, cut it out, deal with it that way, and they're given little other training. It seems to me that most doctors indeed care about this disease and this issue and intend to eradicate it. However, it doesn't look to me like the medical system is actually interested in eradicating the disease, because so much money is made off of it. I think it's a $30 billion a year industry. That's right, an industry. I call it a cancer industry because so many people make so much money. And when I'm discussing this, I always ask, what would the doctors do if they cured cancer tomorrow? How many income streams would be lost? How many golf courses would be empty? What indeed would happen to that industry if they cured it tomorrow? So the DVD and book that we're looking at this morning are both called Healing Cancer from Inside Out. It's a two-hour film that deals with the failings of conventional cancer treatments and shows how people have successfully reversed cancer with dietary treatments. The book and DVD set are created by Mike Anderson. He is the creator also of the Rave Diet and Eating DVD. But there's a section in the first part of the DVD on the cancer industry, as he puts it, and explains the history behind cancer treatments, the suppression of alternative treatments, and why chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery are often the only solutions offered to us by mainstream medicine. In the film, we take a look at first the cancer industry and with a really critical eye, given its failure to do what they claim to do and find a cure. We look at how they have changed the numbers around, how they don't use actual or absolute numbers, but they use percentage numbers and present those as absolute numbers. It also takes a look at how, in the second half of the film, it looks at how through basic nutrition, many people have been able to boost their own immune system, which fights any chronic illness, including cancer, and some have even reversed the disease. And so now we go to a clip from Healing Cancer from Inside Out. Please listen closely.
I'll never forget walking into the hospital that day. My father's cancer had spread. There was nothing they could do but give him 6 months to live and send him home to die. I remember the doctor well. He was a kind man with a difficult job. I admired my father's courage as he grappled with the news of his impending death. Years later, I met Mary Harrington.
I was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. At that point, he gave me 3 to 6 months to live.
How long was it before you started to notice changes?
I didn't die. So I knew something was happening. As a matter of fact, we were cleaning vegetables, and my son turned around and said, Mom, weren't you supposed to have... And I said, been gone by now? Yes, but here, it's 7 months and I'm still here. 10 months on the diet, I had my first scan, and I was clear, and I've been clear since.
Mary's not alone. Every year, thousands of people reverse a wide spectrum of cancers by going outside the system to seek alternative treatments. As I researched these treatments, I couldn't help but think about my father's doctor. Why didn't he know about these? As I've come to find out, if he did know and recommended an alternative treatment for cancer, he could not only lose his license, but go to jail. This didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense that Mary had to travel out of this country to get simple dietary treatments for cancer. Over the years, I've come to learn that when something doesn't make sense, if you follow the money, you'll usually find the answer. That's when I learned about the business of cancer. As you will soon discover, the search for a cure is hardly the altruistic endeavor you've been led to believe. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Even worse, when you look at the hard numbers, our current cancer treatments are appallingly ineffective. If you're a survivor of conventional cancer treatments, I both admire and congratulate you, because you've not only survived the disease, but the treatment. Unfortunately, you're part of a very small minority compared to the vast numbers of people who did not survive. And regardless how you may feel about conventional treatments, it's important that you watch this, because the chances cancer will return are almost certain unless you start making some big changes in your life.
The practitioner who used it was as big a phony as his device. Help stamp out quackery.
Mom, a quack is a quack, whether he comes from the South Seas or lives right here in the city. All he's interested in is taking money from people.
But when it comes to taking money from people by making false claims, no one does it better than conventional mainstream medicine. A cure is just around the corner has been the standard public relations pitch used to pump money into the cancer industry. And it was as familiar to your parents as it is to you. The medical community has been working on a cure for well over 100 years. The war on cancer was simply a massive infusion of funds, which ended up creating a bloated and ineffective medical bureaucracy. Some of those involved in the war saw this from the very beginning. 14 years after the war began, a landmark study showed that chemotherapy, the main weapon in the war, was somewhat effective for only 2 to 3% of all cancer patients, primarily those with the rarest kinds of cancer. And things have not changed since then. Here are the results of a study of every randomized, controlled clinical trial performed in the U.S. between 1990 and 2004, which reported a statistically significant increase in 5-year survival due to the use of chemotherapy. What you see are goose eggs, or near goose eggs, for all of our major cancers. This latest study simply confirmed every study that has been conducted since the war on cancer began. The highest scores, testicular and Hodgkin's, represent only 2% of all cancers, and these rates are themselves not impressive. The medical profession generally considers any drug with less than 30% effectiveness to be no better than a placebo. What you see from studies conducted over the last 50 years is that for our major cancers, the effectiveness of conventional treatments is far less than a sugar pill. One of the problems with our approach to cancer is that it's focused on the tumor. In fact, you could say conventional medicine has a tumor fetish. The appearance of a tumor is like the appearance of idiot lights in your car. They appear only after a problem has developed. So what do? We try to shrink the tumor, cut it out, or we start amputating body parts to get rid of it. Can you see anything wrong with this picture? What caused the tumor in the first place?
What caused the tumor in the first place, indeed, and that's what this DVD looks at it. What is the cause? Why is it that when we go into the hospital, go to see our doctor, that we get those three solutions again, that is incision into our bodies, chemotherapy, or radiation? Is there something else? And the film argues that, indeed, the body has a natural mechanism for fighting cancer and other diseases, and that it can do, if you feed it properly what it needs, if you give the body the proper nutrition, that, indeed, there are other options. 212-209-2950. The DVD that you're listening to is called Healing Cancer from Inside Out. It is a $75 pledge. It comes with a book of the same name, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, and that book gives you not only a look at the industry again, but the instruction, the protocols that come with this specific protocol mentioned in the DVD. And the folks who, in the book that you read, who have actually been able to reverse cancers in some cases using these protocols. We always say to you when we're offering you this kind of material that you must consult your physician when you have any kind of disease or any kind of medical condition. We don't encourage you to do that without, but we also encourage you to look at the alternatives that might be available to you. Healing Cancer from Inside Out, this film takes a really deep look first at the industry that is cancer. Billions of dollars around the world folks are making on this. And why, if indeed the body has a natural mechanism for dealing with it and fighting it. I'd also like to encourage you today, I know it's raining this morning, but I'd like to encourage you to come down and volunteer if you're available. Yesterday we had quite a few volunteers here. Today we could use quite a few more. Don't let the rain stop you. Come down and support your favorite community station, WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call to get both the book and DVD together. That's a pledge of just $125 on your MasterCard, your American Express, or your Visa card. Or if you just want the DVD, $75. It's created by Mike Anderson. It's called Healing Cancer from Inside Out, and it first takes a look at this industry. That's where we start. It looks at cancer. It looks at the AMA itself, how the AMA is involved in this story, the history of that. And we're going to hear a clip about that in just a moment. But we're going to let you hear first about the numbers. How does the cancer industry count its numbers? Now, folks, before we can get to that clip, though, we need to see some phones lighting up. We have a goal this hour of $5,000, and we can't do that unless we get your phone calls. A pledge of $125 will get you both of these items, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, both DVD and book. Let's get five of you there as our first phone caller. Five of you pledging at that $125 level, and then we'll get back to more from this incredible DVD. The information is so mind-blowing because it's just not presented to you anywhere in the mainstream media or anywhere in general. You don't get to hear these alternatives, and it's precisely because the pharmaceuticals and the medical industry have a lock on making money on this disease. I heard Michael Moore say one time that if an alien culture came back in the future and found us and realized how much money we made off of the illness of our population, they would just be disturbed by it, or be flabbergasted by how could people actually do this. 212-209-2950. We've gotten three of those five callers that we need. We need two more of you to join. A pledge of $125 on your American Express, MasterCard, or Visa will get you both the DVD and the book, Healing Cancer from Inside Out. Also, if you want to get either one of those by itself, it's a pledge of $75. So we're asking that two more of you join, the three people on the line now, so that we can get back to more from this DVD. There's so much on it, we can't get to all of it. We only have an hour to discuss this, so we've got to get to what we can while we can, but we need to hear from you this morning. 212-209-2950. You can pledge at either the $75 level and get just the DVD or just the book, or you can get them both for a pledge of $125. What the book is it looks also tells the story of this cancer industry, but then looks at, it gives specific recipes. It's over 220 pages long. Protocols, recipes, exercise, what you can do to begin to address this. 212-209-2950. There's one more caller. We need one more of you to join that person pledging at the $125 level. The moment we get that call, we're going to go to another clip from this fantastic DVD, Healing Cancer from Inside Out. And in this next clip, we're going to hear about how they have taken the actual numbers and fed you propaganda, basically, a difference. They take percentages and pretend to the public as statistics, these are the actual numbers of their cure rates or their success rates, when in fact it's nothing of the sort. 212-209-2950. One more of you pledging at the $125 level gets us back to more from the DVD, Healing Cancer from Inside Out. For a pledge of $125, we don't just send you the DVD, we send you the book and DVD. Make those phone calls. Remember that you're supporting WBAI. You're going to get this incredible information, but it's not about the information. It is about the station. That's what we're doing here. This is how WBAI stays on the airwaves. 212-209-2950. We're going to hear another clip from this DVD, and it talks about how the industry uses numbers to deceive you and I. Keep calling 212-209-2950.
There are many other ways the cancer industry fools the public. Let's look at a few. Say there were 100 people involved in a clinical trial of a new chemotherapy drug. Out of the 100, you expect two people to get breast cancer. But during the trial, after all 100 people were put on the drug, only one person got breast cancer, meaning the reduction in breast cancer was one person out of 100. This is called the absolute benefit, 1 in 100, or 1%. This is not good news for the drug company, because 1 in 100 could happen by chance. But remember, two people were expected to get breast cancer, and only one got it. and 1 divided by 2 equals a 50% reduction. Through the magic of number manipulation, this drug can all of a sudden reduce your chances of getting breast cancer by a whopping 50%. This is called the relative benefit. It magically turns the 1% absolute benefit into a 50% relative benefit. I call these rubber numbers. Of course, there are other problems. Even though this drug may have helped only one person, its side effects greatly raise the risk of developing secondary cancers and other diseases in all 100 people. In other words, everyone suffered harm from the drug, yet only one person may have been helped by the drug, and that could have been purely by chance. This was a hypothetical example. Here's one from the real world. A few years back, there were headline articles reporting a 49% decrease in the incidence of breast cancer in women who took tamoxifen for 5 years. In fact, the 49% benefit is a relative number. The absolute benefit was only 1.5%, far less than a sugar pill. Even worse, tamoxifen has many serious side effects, just one of them being liver and uterine cancer. The drug Herceptin has been described as amazing and unprecedented, a wonder drug. It's even been called a cure for breast cancer. Drug companies claimed that clinical trials showed a 46% decrease in recurring breast cancer. In fact, the absolute benefit was less than 1%. The only thing amazing about this drug was the public relations behind it. It was recently reported that a new drug produced a 23% improvement in survival for lung cancer patients. But if you look into the study, the 23% improvement translates into a survival benefit of a whopping 2 months versus those not taking the drug. Parenthetically, another 5% were expected to die as a result of the treatment itself, which was characterized as within accepted limits. Recently, headlines carried news about a new miracle cancer pill that prolonged life by 44%. Translated, that means if you take this miracle pill and endure its side effects, you may live a whopping 3 months longer.
He did offer for me to do chemo, and he said I might live, if we got the right formula, I might be able to live 3 extra more months.
I asked him, the patient, in fact, this past weekend, what did this chemotherapy do for you? And they said, it helps me 4%. And I said, what does that mean? And they had no idea. They just kept saying 4%. And that just showed that they were trusting the doctor, but they had no idea how this was helping them. In fact, that it wasn't helping them at all. And when I explained to them what that actually broke down to be, they were shocked.
What we have is a continuum with cancer drugs. On the left, a few might get helped. On the right, a few die. And along the entire continuum, everyone suffers severe side effects, which could result in later death. When making a treatment decision, don't fall for rubber numbers because they'll bounce on you just like a bad check. Always ask for absolute benefits. Out of 100 people, how many will benefit? And what is that benefit? In absolute terms, how many more days or months is this going to buy you?
So, you know, you can go and look at the fact that these treatments do not work in the vast majority of cancers, and you can take the papers and you can set them down in front of your doctor, your oncologist, and you can look them in the eye and say, look, this is what I read. Now, you tell me that if I don't have this therapy that I'm going to die, or somehow this therapy is going to cure me. That's what you're implying. But here's the research, sir, ma'am. It says something different. Now, how about let's discussing this in all honesty? And that's what patients really ought to do.
We have shown just a few of the many ways the cancer industry distorts statistics in order to show false progress and justify its cry for more government funding. The entire cancer industry thinks, talks, and breathes rubber numbers. And most doctors believe the manipulated numbers they feed to the public. Totally ineffective treatments are being called breakthroughs and miracles. And what's the patient get? A few more months of life and horrific life-threatening side effects.
In most of the studies that you'll look at, they're looking at perhaps 60 to 90 days increase of lifespan. Not whether or not that lifespan was worth living.
If the cancer industry was honest and presented their findings in absolute numbers instead of rubber numbers, they would be out of business. I don't care what study or treatment of major cancers you evaluate, if you look at absolute real-world numbers, the performance of the cancer industry is downright appalling.
The clip that you just heard is from Healing Cancer from Inside Out. It is a DVD, a two-hour DVD, that explores cancer, the industry, how much money is made off of it, and also looks at some possible cures. The first half of the DVD takes a look at how the cancer industry is making money off of us, our relatives, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, and how what they do is often so ineffective. As you heard in that clip, the numbers that they're giving us, the success rates that they're touting to us, are not a reality. They take percentage numbers and claim that they're absolute numbers, as if they're actually curing people using these methods. The numbers, however, do not bear out. I wish that we had time to go deeper and deeper into this material. We just don't have enough time. But we also hear in this, and I think we will get to this clip about the AMA,